This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been traveling over a good portion of Michigan to find people making the things we use. We call the series Artisans of Michigan. This time, we visit Kalamazoo. The tick-tock sound you hear on this promotional video is a large clock unlike any you've seen before. It is a sculpture in motion made of Michigan hardwoods. The clockmaker, designer, builder is Rick Hale with Clockrite.
With these clocks, I try to combine two elements, one being curved, organic visual shapes that sort of define the general shape of the piece, and that is in tandem with kind of the fine detail, the small gear teeth, the tiny ticking levers and parts. So it's kind of a combination of those two things.
Except for some like bushings, these gears are made of wood.
Yep, it's taken a lot of trial and error to come up with ways to work with wood as a medium and to overcome some of the pitfalls that can crop up with warping and just movement over time. But at this point, I'm very confident in my process and my product.
So how did you come to the decision, I want to make wood clocks?
It was kind of a strange path. The short answer is old books. That was about 6 or 7 years ago that I first started reading about clocks and just mechanics in general. It turned out I had kind of a latent interest that I didn't discover until after I got my English degree. But after I started reading those books, I realized I was just enamored by these complex, self-contained little universes of mechanisms. And from there, I just started experimenting and getting into woodworking and eventually combined the two.
You mentioned that there's a sculptural aspect to the clocks, and there is. It's beautiful. A lot of moving parts, some of the big moving parts, but no numbers on your clocks. Explain your concept behind that.
I try to avoid a traditional dial or numbers, as you say, because generally with my pieces, my favorite thing about them and about what they do to a space or to a person is they create this sense of calm, tranquility as far as the way time passes. And I really like that. That's part of what made me want to build a really large clock in the first place. I wanted a large pendulum because it would swing very slowly. And so I find that removing the numbers still allows the clock to tell the time with the hands if you really want to know. But the overall sense in the room is that this is just a moving, sort of living piece that's made from organic materials and just creates a feeling before it actually tells you the traditional time.
Rick Hale started college studying music. He was a jazz musician, still is. Then he switched his major to English. But somewhere along the line, he realized he didn't really want to teach.
Well, it was kind of a strange time in my life, honestly. So there was a year where a lot was going on with my family. My dad passed, and he'd been in the hospital for a while, off and on. And it was obviously, you know, just very stressful and very new for me and my sister and my mom. And so it was kind of this time where I felt like drastic change was possible. It just felt feasible in some way that I could totally change everything I'm doing and it would be fine. It was almost as a means of coping. The first clock I made, which was horrible, and each tooth was hand cut on a scroll saw and it barely worked at all, I made that in the weeks following his death. So it was kind of in the very beginning, just a way of working through that and finding a way to simultaneously distract myself and give myself some space for self-reflection and thinking, well, I can keep my hands busy, kind of a thing.
One of the things I like to ask artisans is whether they're actually making a living doing what they love. Almost all of them do, but some admit that they've sacrificed a larger income for the satisfaction of their craft. Rick Hale says he wasn't doing all that well at first, but he did a Kickstarter. Friends and family crowdfunded the venture. Then he started meeting watch collectors and clock collectors, and things just clicked. It's paying off, but his clocks are not cheap.
So if I wanted, I don't know, the cheapest one of these clocks you make, how much am I going to have to shell out?
So that's a very good question. The price does generally vary a lot depending on complexity, the type of wood that the client wants, and size especially, because there's a huge range with the gear sizes and the overall footprint of the clock. But generally these days, for a custom piece that's designed just for a specific space, a smaller clock would start around 24,000, and for a much larger one, it could be around 50 to 60. And the reason for that is one custom piece can take me almost a year. It's a very slow process. Not only does each gear have to be made individually, each tooth has to be made individually and then inserted into each gear. So there's a lot that goes into these pieces. And even for a small custom piece, generally I'd put in about 800 to 900 hours of work. So that gives you an idea of why the prices are where they're at.
Rick Hale says he can get those prices because these clocks are also works of art. With a cell phone in your pocket, you know exactly what time it is, right? So these clocks do tell time, but mechanical clocks are basically obsolete. That frees him from function dictating form. He says he's making clocks that change the way people feel the passage of time.
After all the work that goes into one of these hundreds of hours, it's always great for me to see it ticking, first of all, but then after all the testing is done and I'm sure that it's good, seeing the client watch it ticking for the first time is just one of the best feelings in the world, because it's this look of just kind of a mixture of awe and I don't even know how to describe it. It's just kind of this serene awe that this thing is completely made of wood and it's ticking along naturally, peacefully. I love that moment. It's one of the best.
That promotional video we mentioned earlier is up on our website, michiganradio.org. You can actually see one of the large clocks in motion and better understand what he's talking about. Rick Hale, clockmaker with clockright.com. He's our latest Artisan of Michigan.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.